Zimbabwe Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai said today his party was struggling to deliver quick reforms in a new coalition government, but he vowed that the democratization process was irreversible. His MDC party formed a unity government with President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF in February, raising hopes that an economic crisis and political hostilities would come to an end. However, Western countries, which can unlock much-needed financial aid, remain cautious and are demanding widespread reforms. London-based spokesperson for the Zimbabwe Vigil, Dennis Benton, says that despite the formation of a unity government, little is changing in the country.
There was a hope when Zimbabwean Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai entered this unity government with President Mugabe that the opposition movement for democratic change would gradually change the ruling ZANU-PF party of Mugabe and that they would work together, find a way forward out of the country's crisis. But after this unity government has now been in power for 100 days, there seems, in fact, indications that the ZANU-PF party not only is remaining dominant partner in this coalition, but is in fact affecting the attitudes of the former opposition MDC. In a remarkable interview this week, given by Morgan Tsvangirai, he played down the serious nature of the continuing farm invasions. He went so far as to call them isolated incidents that had been blown out of proportion. This has dumbfounded human rights activists in Zimbabwe. Justice for Agriculture spokesman said that what Tsvangirai was saying was in fact a gross misrepresentation, that it would ultimately jeopardize the future of the country.